shield the counter's glass top from impact. One of the men in blue overalls turned to her with a grin.
"Don't worry, lady, we know what we're doing."
"I'm glad at least one of us does." Delta raised her hands and raked back her hair from her sweaty face. This might not have been such a good idea after all. When she had read in the newspaper about the famous Montana artist Tillie Tay, who had spent her entire life recreating Montana scenery in incredibly lifelike miniature worlds, she had known it would be perfect for their shop. Wanted. The store already reflected their small town's gold rush past, and a miniature world full of prospectors and outlaws would be the perfect addition. After all, Wanted was housed inside Tundish's former sheriff's office, with many original features of those old West days. They had gold mining scales, an old map with possible gold deposit sites marked on it, and information about the outlaw gangs that inevitably came after the precious finds. It made total sense to add a temporary exhibition to help bring in customers this rainy and therefore quiet November. She and her college roommate Hazel had joined forces earlier that year to run Hazel's stationery shop together. Delta had left the city where she had spent many years working as a graphic designer to finally chase her childhood dream of creating her own line of paper products. Since moving into small-town Tundish, the town with a heart of gold, Delta had experienced both the thrills and the challenges of managing your own business. There was so much more to running a store than just drawing new designs, and Hazel, with her business acumen and experience, was way ahead of her. Delta was glad she could trust her friend to lead them to the right decisions and keep the administrative side of the business on track, while she hoped her own efforts with Tillie Tay would prove worthwhile in attracting more clientele. With the leaf-peeping season over and the year slowly winding down, the tourist stream was drying up. Outdoor activities on water and in the mountains could still take place if the weather was good, but unfortunately, with such a wet November, the canoe rentals had already packed it in, and several of the weekend trail activities were canceled. Tour buses still swept into town every few days, unleashing groups of middle-aged women who took a quick look down wet Maddox Street, ducked into their coats, and rushed into Mine Forever for coffee and pancakes before being shepherded to the gold mining museum. The shop obviously needed a little more than a deal on notebooks to draw the crowds inside. After seeing Tillie Tay's display proposal, Delta had been pleased with her excellent business idea. But right now, as she watched one of the overall-clad men shoving aside a table with his hip to make way for his monstrous construction, she wondered why she had ever agreed to a miniature display. Because it's supposed to be tiny. Only, it wasn't. This shallow sandbox the men were trying to set up was at least 12 feet long and wide, and it dominated the shop completely.
Wow!
Hazel, in a corduroy jacket and purple shawl wrapped around her head, stepped through the door and inched back at once, throwing Delta a bewildered look.
What is this?
Hazel had just returned to the shop from getting some caramel twists at the bakery across the street. Run by their paper posse friend, Jane, it offered them an endless supply of treats. Jane had a deft hand at finding perfect combinations for her pastries and sweets, and also lent a sympathetic ear when things weren't going too well for Wanted. With her positive outlook on life, she managed to convince her friends that the rainy days wouldn't last forever. Avoiding collision with one of the men, Hazel slipped over to stand beside Delta and whispered,
"Is this it?"
"The start of it," Delta grimaced at her friend. "They are just building the outer housing, as they call it. Judging by the way they put up that wooden base, it serves as a display table, where they will build the rest. But I have no idea what else will follow." She gestured through their shop window at a huge truck parked in front. "That is big enough to hold who knows what. In the pictures Tillie sent me, I only saw close-ups of cute little houses, saloons, and horsemen." Unwrapping her rain-splattered shawl, Hazel gnawed her lip.
"We should have considered this more. Oh!"
She rushed forward and barely saved a stack of notebooks from a crash to the floor. Throwing a look at Delta, she called,
"Can you help me move this?"
Together, they moved the table into one of the old cells used for displaying washi tape and crafting kits. It was a bit